It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. It's been a little over a year since former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. KERA's Elizabeth Myong spoke to her son, who runs a record label, about her life and legacy.
James Ginsburg says his mother was a champion for equal rights, not just women's rights.
You know, a lot of the cases she took, she showed how these laws that were supposedly favoring women actually not only held down women, but also held down men.
Ginsburg was in town for a concert hosted by the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, honoring his mother. He reflected on the impact of her work and moments of fun. He especially enjoyed watching his mother, who was once shy, embrace her public persona.
Particularly, I just remember one moment, which is in the RBG documentary, where she is being shown for the first time Kate McKinnon's caricature of her on Weekend Update, and she is in stitches. And that is just, you know, so wonderful to see.
Ginsburg served 27 years on the Supreme Court. In her 80s, she became a cultural icon nicknamed Notorious RBG. I'm Elizabeth Myong in Dallas.
Fentanyl test strips and better data may be a few of the many solutions to the opioid epidemic and our region's spike in overdose deaths. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
One tool to prevent overdose deaths is fentanyl test strips. They often look like little blue and white scraps of paper and work like a pregnancy test. One line shows up if there's fentanyl in a solution. Two lines if there's none.
Fentanyl test strips are a very basic level of prevention.
Erin Porter works for a program that targets drug trafficking in Oregon and Idaho. She says Oregon health officials give test strips to users so they can tell whether their drugs have fentanyl in them.
The test strips are really sensitive, so what we want people to do is just test the residue.
They aren't perfect. Porter says fentanyl sticks together in pills and powders like chocolate chips and cookies. If you test a bit that isn't touching fentanyl, there's a chance the strip won't test positive. But she says people want to know what they're using, and many avoid fentanyl. It's not only deadly, but she says you often need to use fentanyl again faster to avoid withdrawal.
When someone is in the throes of substance use disorder, they're just trying to not be sick.
The CDC estimates there were more than 90,000 overdose deaths in the U.S. last year, a record. And health experts say a big factor was synthetic opioids like fentanyl. There are other efforts to avoid fentanyl deaths, too, like increasing access to naloxone, which can reverse opioid overdoses, or decreasing stigma around addiction and improving access to addiction treatment. But test strips are relatively low cost and may be easier to dole out than building new clinics or changing long-held stigmas. The strips can also change people's behavior.
Many of them took subsequent overdose prevention steps.
That's Jacqueline Goldman with Brown University. Goldman led a study in 2019 that showed young Rhode Island adults with the test strips did things like avoid drugs and used slower. The study had a small sample of about 90 people. Now, Goldman is working on a larger clinical trial to give the federal government more guidance about test strips.
We will be recruiting 500 people who use drugs who are between ages of 18 and 65.
In April, federal agencies, including the CDC, said states could use federal grant money to buy fentanyl test strips. But there's a catch. Fentanyl test strips are actually illegal in many Mountain West states, like New Mexico, Utah, and Idaho. Drug tests are included in their definition of illegal drug paraphernalia. Nevada changed its law this year to allow for fentanyl test strips.
By saying aye. Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Goldman says the tests could be helpful everywhere.
It's not just about giving the fentanyl test strips, but really showing people how, why they can be useful in preventing overdose.
But where are they needed most? It's hard to say with limited data. The Mountain West was the last region to feel the brunt of the opioid epidemic or fentanyl products. Like many other black markets, it spread from cities and the coasts to more rural areas. But now fentanyl is here and people are dying. Chris Gibson directs the Oregon-Idaho HIDA, or High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area. These federally funded HIDA programs are all over the U.S. They aim to reduce drug trafficking, increase interagency cooperation, and provide training. Gibson says his Oregon team has worked for decades on finding and aggregating data on overdoses and fentanyl, but states like Idaho and Montana have only had the last few years to start catching up.
One of the things that our program did was it funded, and it is funding, an intelligence analyst in Idaho.
That person would find and aggregate data from around the state once they're hired. But Gibson says they need faster data everywhere, even Oregon. It should be as close to real time as possible, so we know exactly where people are overdosing, when they're dying, and from what.
The more proactive you can be in getting out in front of something, the more likelihood you're going to have of having a positive impact.
So he's promoting tools like ODMAP, which allows first responders to log overdose information after assisting a victim. He says if we can at least track dangerous batches of drugs, states can work together to stop their spread and warn the public. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Funding for the Mountain West News Bureau provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.